Welcome to the third ritual retreat. I'm Jen Tardif and I'll be your guide. Please find a comfortable seat, checking in with your breath, your body, and your mood as you settle in.
There's this breath that I find to be incredibly soothing and speaking to the ground of being and making that initial contact. It kind of, for me, I think stitches oneself into the narrative so that we don't lose ourselves during all of this. And essentially, you're making a lemniscate around yourself, which is the infinity symbol.
That was Eva Georgie, a senior Ketona yoga teacher and fellow aromatherapist, calling in from rural Saxapaha, North Carolina, where she's currently studying agriculture and in the process of becoming a flower farmer, which I think is so cool. As she continues to speak, you might actually hear the sound of a tractor nearby or birds chirping. Eva graciously agreed to lead us through a pranayama practice that braids body, breath, and imagination through metaphor. But just a heads up, it's fairly advanced. So if you're newer to pranayama, you may want to skip ahead. But for the teachers and advanced practitioners listening, set yourself up in Virasana or Sukhasana, and I'll let Eva take it from here.
Take your hands and shape them to your knees or your thighs or your heels. Fill them completely with yourself so you're making a closed circuit of you on you. Think of rotating your armpits towards your heart so that you can find the width from shoulder to shoulder, across your collarbones. And tuck your chin ever so slightly so that the crown of your head points straight up. And for a moment, linger at the crown of your head. And think of it as a gate. Rise above yourself in your imagination so that you can transcend the personal for a moment. And as you rise, you're rising into the formless. So whatever that looks like for you, the cosmos, moving all the way out to the outermost circumstance. Surrounded by space, surrounded by the unknown. There's no way to imagine it, so you dissolve there for a moment. Above you are the cosmos, below you is the planet, and you are the vehicle having the experience. As above, so below. As within, so without. So on your next breath, when you inhale, imagine that you're moving the inhale straight through the center of the chest, that condensed piece of you, that third hand, has an opening. And it's like the eye of a needle. And when you exhale, let the breath just move back behind you, like the thread connecting you to the rest of the planet. So for your next two breaths, just inhale through the center of the chest, threading the eye of the needle, and exhale, let the breath go back behind you. This is preparing to stitch yourself into the narrative. Inhale into the center of the chest, thread the eye of the needle, exhale, let the breath trail back behind you. Beautiful. This time, as you inhale in through the center of the chest, imagine that you're almost sewing a button onto a piece of fabric so that you can create a fastening for yourself, fastening yourself anchoring yourself into the moment, into the now. And so as you inhale through the center of the chest, the thread then of your breath on the exhale moves back and around you all the way to the right elbow. And then on your inhale, from your right elbow, back around to the center of your chest. Beautiful. Inhale. This time as you exhale, it moves through the center of the chest and all the way around you through the back body to the left elbow. Exhale in the front, inhale in the front from the left elbow back through the center of the chest. So that was one complete circuit, the lemniscate, the infinity symbol, stitching yourself into the narrative. So just like that a few times, as you inhale, you bring it in through the center of the chest, stitching yourself into the center. And as you exhale, it moves around the back body to an elbow or a shoulder or a knee, whatever angle. And you bring it around again to the front body through the center of the chest. And then as you exhale, you bring it the other way. And then you inhale through the center of the chest. Exhale out to the right elbow. Inhale back through the center of the chest. And so as you're doing this, you're really weaving yourself in between center and circumference. It's dimensionally the shape called a torus. It's a cell. It's a person. It's a planet. Having a central channel with center, circumference, the space between where the currency moves through. So it's the cosmic dance between circumstance and choice. It's Trinity mediating polarity. Inhale into the center of your chest. Exhale out in every direction. Inhale into the center of your chest and bring it all in. Back into you, into what's tangible now, your breath. Exhale into every direction, inhale and exhale. Let the breath be unmanipulated. If your eyes are closed, maybe part them just 1/10. And hear the sounds that are around you. The scent. The taste in your own mouth, bringing yourself back to always vacillate between the internal and the external.
Deep breath in, long breath out.
Third ritual
makes modern tools
to support ancient techniques.
Thank you for taking the time to join us.
To learn more, visit thirdritual.com.